Task 4. You are listening to an interview with Mr. Taylor about streaming TV services and traditional TV networks. Listen to the interview and complete the answers below. You now have 30 seconds to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 3 minutes to tidy up your answers. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to One Plus One. I'm Amy Kwan. Today, our guest is Mr. Paul Taylor, CEO of Entertainment Asia. Entertainment Asia is a streaming TV network based in Hong Kong. Before taking the position of CEO at Entertainment Asia, Mr. Taylor worked as a software developer for 30 years. Welcome, Mr. Taylor. Thanks for taking the time to talk to us today.
Glad to be here, Amy.
Mr. Taylor, why would you quit after working for 30 years as a software developer and take up the job as the CEO of Entertainment Asia?
First of all, after working for such a long time, I think it's time to try something different. Otherwise, I would be too old. Secondly, regarding the reasons why I've chosen to work in a streaming TV network. Well, because I have great confidence in streaming TV's future, and I particularly like Entertainment Asia. I have always had a great interest in public education and bridging cultural differences. And these two things, public education and bridging cultural differences, are some of the main missions of Entertainment Asia. So, when the network contacted me about the job, I said yes immediately. And it's been 5 years since I've become the CEO of Entertainment Asia. I really enjoy my job.
That's great. Mr. Taylor, data shows that in the last few years, subscription to streaming TV services has increased significantly. So, what are the reasons for streaming TV's success?
There are three main reasons. The first reason is that all streaming TV networks have thousands of programs for viewers to choose from. This is very different from traditional TV. Traditional TV networks don't have thousands of programs for viewers. They may have 20 or 30 at best each month.
Yes, I agree.
The second reason for streaming TV's success is that we get our programs from many different sources. Traditional TV networks produce their own and may sometimes buy a few from independent production studios. For us, besides producing our own programs, we buy a lot of programs from many other sources. That gives us more variety and choice. The last reason is that we are ad-free and cheap. I mean, there is no advertising, and our subscription fees are low. Being ad-free and cheap is a main attraction point.
Mr. Taylor, do you think traditional TV will be gone one day?
Oh, no. I think traditional TV has its role in society. In fact, some traditional TV networks in the US and Europe are doing quite well. But that's not the case with traditional TV networks in Hong Kong.
In your opinion, what are the reasons for their decline?
Well, firstly, they have reduced their production costs too much. Producing good shows needs a lot of money. There is no way you can cut a lot of your production costs and still produce a quality show. Secondly, many viewers are complaining that their programs are common and boring. The plots and characters are very similar in all their drama shows. Every game show follows a similar format. When your programs are common and boring, people won't want to waste their time watching them.
I agree, and they are willing to pay a small fee for something better.
Yes, that's right. The third reason is TV ads. Amy, let me ask you. If you have a choice, do you prefer watching a show with or without TV ads?
Of course I don't want any TV ads when I am watching a TV program.
Many viewers turn to streaming TV because they don't like too many TV ads in a show. They will tolerate a few ads, but they absolutely hate it when there are too many. Say, 15 minutes of TV ads in an hour of a show. We have an advantage over traditional TV networks that we don't have commercials.
Mr. Taylor, does streaming TV face any difficulties at all?
Yes. In fact, we face many difficulties.
What are the main ones?
Well, to begin with, there's a lot of competition. Really a lot of competition. You wouldn't believe the pressure we are under because of the fierce competition we face. Our second challenge is price. Our prices or subscription fees are very low. Not just our network, but all streaming TV networks have the same challenge, that our monthly fees are very low. Remember, we don't have ads to supplement our income, so we depend on subscriptions. Since our subscription fees are so low, some of us may soon be in financial difficulty.
Can't you put the prices up? I mean, subscription fees?
No, we can't. Because of the fierce competition among streaming TV networks, customers are price sensitive. Any price increase will hurt our subscription rate.
I see.
The third difficulty is about the quality of programs. I must admit the quality of our programs differs greatly. There are some very good ones, and some are rather ordinary. So, when the quality of programs differs greatly, it will affect viewers and therefore our subscriptions.
Understood. That's all the time we have for the program today. Thanks very much, Mr. Taylor.
My pleasure.
That is the end of Task 4 and of Part 3A. You now have 3 minutes to complete your answers to Task 4 and to tidy up all your other answers.